guys, Jeff Smith here from HireTrustMarketing.com and Twitter handle at HireTrust. Thanks for joining us in this latest podcast. It's been, it's been a couple of weeks since we've been able to put one of these together for you. It's been a bit of a crazy holiday season and then some projects on the go to kick off the new year. I hope that's something that that you're looking at, by the way, is getting a quick start into the new year. Time flies by so quickly. There's some key parts of the year that are busier than others, and when we tend to take time off with the family, like the summertime, right, and like the holiday seasons, before you know it, we're into that time frame. So just a quick shout out to everyone that's listening that's really kicking things off in a big way, meaning that they are getting a kickstart, that you're working on some projects, you're working on some websites. The edition today, I hope, is going to help you a lot, because we're going to focus on, for the entire edition today, and again, I want to keep these to between 10 and 15 minutes. I know your time's valuable. I know we don't have a lot of time. And frankly, if I can't communicate to you effectively in that short amount of time, then, you know, I just can't stand podcasts that end up babbling and sort of giving you 10 minutes of content and they talk for almost an hour. I tune those out pretty quickly, and I'm not sure about you, but give us feedback on Twitter over at HireTrust is where you'll find us, the at symbol and HireTrust. Hope to see you over there. Connect with us over at Twitter. Follow us and certainly, post to us that you're listening to this and that you're benefiting from this and any suggestions you have for making it better as well. So what I wanted to talk about today was what really separates. And we did a blog post on this a couple of days ago, but I want to elaborate a little bit more with the podcast. And that is what differentiates the really high income earners in online business and internet marketing, or business in general for that matter, over and above all those people that sort of either earn just a hobby type income or can't quite figure it out, or, you know, they've reached one level of success where they're maybe just barely scraping by or living off their online business, but they haven't been able to make the next leap into a little bit more financial freedom, into scaling their business to the next level so they can, you know, maybe spend some money on their business to sort of kickstart another product or kickstart a website refresh, or go at an advertising campaign and really build it aggressively. So let's talk about and where I'm coming from with this is I've had the benefit over the last 10 years of being in this market and being in several. As having started several businesses myself and having worked with several hundred of you who have launched successful businesses, I've been sort of front and center with seeing, you know, high six figure and seven figure income earners through, you know, inner circle programs and certainly coaching programs, et cetera, where I've got to spend a lot of time with people like that. And I've been able to learn from them and apply a lot of these principles to my own business. And I wanted to share some of the principles with you, because a lot of people assume that, you know, if someone is earning high six figures, low seven figures, that, and consistently, by the way, that they know something, are a lot smarter, a lot more intelligent, a lot more connected. Maybe they see the big partner network they have now, or they see all the different websites and professional looking stuff that they have now. And they assume, you know, I just can't see the path to get there. I don't know, you know. They forget, I guess, that a lot of those people just a few short years ago, in some cases just 1 or 2 years ago, were just like you. They were struggling. They were toiling. And a lot of these guys, you know, it didn't happen overnight. They spent 5-6 years sort of learning the ropes and figuring things out. So what is it that allowed them to get to the next level when you're in the same spot, or someone you know is in the same spot but just can't seem to break out? So there's five things that we talked about. Number one, we're going to start with the mindset, and I don't want to get fuzzy, and I don't want to get, you know, people talk about having the right mindset all the time, and they just throw that term around loosely. I'm going to be very specific here. There's two aspects of mindset that are incredibly important that every successful business person that I've ever known, or ever talked to, ever studied, and certainly that I've applied to my own business has made a huge difference. Number one around mindset is they're motivated by an unstoppable inner desire to achieve something in the future. And that is, It could be, you know, financial desire to get out of debt, to get out, to get into a place where, you know, they're financially secure when they came from a troubled place in the past, from a financial aspect. It could be that they have some thoughts and some game-changing lessons and teachings that they need to be able to share with the market. And it's their mission in life to get those out there to help people in some area or aspect of their life. It could be just regaining, you know, after a very troubling setback, say a layoff in a job, or you know, being degraded or not being respected in a previous phase of their life, and they want to prove them wrong. They want to prove somebody wrong. They want to prove a family member, a friend, a boss, a coworker. They want to prove them wrong. They want to show people that, hey, I'm in charge of my life, and I'm going to take that control, and I'm going to do some amazing things with it. So there's got to be some deeply held, incredibly personal purpose and desire that you've got to tap into to make you unstoppable. Because let's face it, doing anything worth its salt in life, especially building a big business, it takes a lot of persistence, a lot of drive, a lot of discipline, a lot of focus, and a lot of, you know, a lot of patience. Even though each day you're really pushing the envelope, you've got to have a lot of patience to see you through. So it's got to be a fundamental desire that guides you through that. So you got to tap into that. Number two, you've got to get to a place where you are certain that success is going to, and reaching your end objective is a guaranteed thing for you. You see it so clearly, you envision it so realistically, as if it's already achieved, that there is no way you're not going to achieve it. The only issue is exactly how that's going to happen and when it's going to happen, right? It could be, you know, a year from now, it could be 5 years from now, but it really doesn't matter, because you know that in a reasonable amount of time, you're going to get there. You're going to achieve that end objective. And you have to have, it's not just 75% belief or 80% belief or 90% belief with that 10% of doubt lingering in your mind. There can't be any doubt. There has to be total certainty that you will get there. You've got to have total clarity around what it's going to be like when you do get there. You know, that whole image and movie, if you will, needs to be played in your mind over and over again. And that, over time, that becomes embedded, that becomes part of you, and it just becomes something that you're working towards automatically, that you don't even have to train your mind. But in the beginning, you do have to train your mind to sort of envision that sort of certainty and that sort of lifestyle that you want to achieve, and assume that you've already achieved it, and you will guaranteed achieve that type of lifestyle. Okay, so those are the two big areas of mindset, and I wanted to be really specific about that, because those are the two areas I see in every successful entrepreneur, business owner, but even just a successful person in life, someone who's got it together, someone who's figured it all out in terms of how to be, you know, reasonably happy in life, how to have great relationships, how to be a good parent or a great parent, and how to succeed at business. It all comes down to having the certainty that guides the self-confidence that it takes to get there, and being motivated by an unstoppable purpose or desire. So once you have that, let's roll on to the next fundamental principle. And I spent a little bit more time on that one because it is critical, and it underlies the foundation of all of this. So second thing is, you've got to find a market where you're clear on a deeply held emotional demand in the marketplace for buying solutions or buying things, right? So there's a couple things wrapped up in that. You've got to have identified the market in the first place. You've got to, second, have identified a demand for, you know, whether it's information, solutions, services. You need to be able to find an insatiable demand for that. And number three, you've got to identify that there's some sort of trend of spending money for that, because there are some sort of black hole niches where there is a high demand for information, but it's for free information only, and people aren't willing to spend a lot of money to have their needs satisfied. So it's a tough, it's tough sledding in those types of niches. But really, you know, that's sort of the litmus test, is you need to be able to, a lot of people jump into, you know, what immediately they go from, I want to start a business now, what product should I create? Or what product should I sell? or which program should I join? Well, that's not what it's all about. What it's all about is, okay, which market am I going to serve? What's the demand that I found within that market that I need to serve? Now I can go out and I can find the right product mix or the right service mix to be able to offer to that market. What you're really trying to find is you're not trying to find, you know, you're not trying to find the perfect surf. You're trying to find the perfect wave, if that analogy works, right? You're trying to find how do you position yourself in front of the perfect wave, and then it becomes really simple to find the products to be able to put, you know, to act as the surfboard to get the perfect surfing experience, if that works. All right, number three. The next thing you need to be able to do, let's assume you've got that insatiable desire, you've found a niche market with some demand, you're confident, you know, you can tap into. The next thing is really putting together the product offering and having really value, you know, in that context, you need really value-laden offers. So any product or service, what it really does is it brings value to that prospect in so much as it fulfills the demand. And it more important, allows the potential target customer to be able to achieve what it is that that product or service is really leading to in their life. So if they're seeking out a differentiated product for weight loss that allows them to lose more weight without having to change their entire lifestyle, and it does it in 30 days, and it works for them when they're maybe traveling, if you know, it's targeted towards middle-aged men that do a lot of traveling, for example, if that's your niche product, what they're really looking for is they're looking for a lean, mean body. They're looking for people to compliment them. They're looking to get more dates or more relationships. They're looking to look in the mirror and see someone that's maybe looks 5-10 years younger, right? So you tap into that. That is the value. The value is helping that person get to the end game. The better you can understand and put your finger on the value in the marketplace, the better you can tailor either your own product or find products in the market if you want to sell someone else's that tailor exactly to that value offer, and the much more successful you're going to be. Look, you know, it's much easier to find the value up front and then fill a product in to address that value than it is to try and educate and market your way in a bad product, in a badly positioned product. It just won't happen. So that's key. Number four. You need to be effective. You need to know your numbers. You need to understand or treat what you're getting into as a business. And then the really critical numbers are here. You know, what's my customer acquisition cost? What does it cost me to go out and get a lead and then convert that lead to a customer? And on the other side, how much money am I going to make from that customer based on the product mix that I have? Those are the two critical variables you have. If you know what your cost per customer acquisition is. Let's say that you're running some ads on Facebook and you know that it's going to cost you $2 for every customer that you get, right? So you run some ads and you get a bunch of leads and then you convert some of those leads into customers, and out of that it's costing you $2 per customer. Then on the backside, if you assume and it vets out that you end up getting 2 to 3 conversions per every lead, right? It's costing you, $2 per lead. Let's say that. So you get 100 leads costing you $200 to get that 100 leads, right? With Facebook ads in just one hypothetical example. And out of those 100 leads, you make 3 sales. Okay. So 3% conversion, that's doable with, especially when you're really targeting your traffic. And that sort of dictates what you have to charge for your product and what sort of value you need to get out of your customer, doesn't it? Right, so you have to make at least $200 back just to break even. Ideally, you get into the sort of 60 to 70% profit margin side of things. So you want to be making somewhere around $450 in products on those 3 sales, which dictates to you that you need to be charging over $100 for each product, right? Or at least getting a product mix that leads to more than $100 in return. It could be a lead-in product for $7 to $10, and then you back-end them with a $97 coaching program, something like that, right? So it knowing your numbers and it, you know, what I found is the really big earners in this market, they know their numbers. Nothing is per chance. I'm sure they test, they try things, but they always know their numbers. They know if what they're doing is profitable. If it's not profitable, they cut it out within days, and they don't waste a lot of money on testing unprofitable things. They get to the profitable mix of how do they get traffic and what are they selling. And they just keep tweaking that and make it more profitable over time. And then, of course, once you know those numbers, it's easy to evaluate other traffic generation mechanisms, how much you pay for it, and how you scale, right? So you have to know your numbers. And number five, when you get all that down and you're starting to build your business, the other thing that you see consistently with the top income earners is they're driven by a fundamental passion for their business and long-term thinking. So in other words, the mistake that you will find for some short-term income earners is that they latch onto a tactic, a technique, a strategy. They work the crap out of it for 6 months. Think sort of AdSense advertisers, for example, here that, you know, went crazy with trying to build out content for AdSense sites. And then they got Google slapped within a 6 to 12 month period. Now, those guys, some of those guys raked in $1 million, right? $500,000 to $1 million in AdSense revenue, of which they had to, you know, pay a bunch of tax, et cetera. So it's, you know, they earned a nice return, but that's it. They had nothing else. They hadn't built the foundation of a long-term business, right? So those guys are still, they disappeared. I mean, 5 years ago, I knew several multimillionaires that use that technique. They're gone. They're most likely working at Starbucks or they're working at a McDonald's now. Still toiling, trying to figure out the next big thing, but they have never understood the basis of building a strong foundation in your business. So stick to, you know, markets where you have some passion, you want to grow it, you're thinking, and long-term could be just 3 to 5 years. But when you build a business like that, by the way, what you tend to do is you make the right decisions, you build a business that's scalable, and you build a business that you can exit from. That means you can sell it off. It has value because it's got a strong foundation. It's got value that you can go sell that business for $500,000, $1 million and cash out if you so desire. Or you can hand it off to someone in your family or someone you know and still continue to earn a royalty off of it and have them run it, you know, and then you move on to building the next big thing. So I hope that's useful for you. We covered a lot of material. I really want you to go up to the blog. We're going to post this podcast, obviously, on the blog. Maybe you're looking at it. You're listening to it there now. Post a comment. Let us know what you think, what your questions are, what you found valuable, what you would like us to dig into a little bit more. Also, hit us up at Higher Trust and just let us know what you thought of the podcast. All right. Great talking with you. Want to hear from you guys. Okay. I don't want to be the one doing all the talking. I want to make sure that I can get you the information that's valuable for you. But really appreciate you guys listening, and I hope you're rocking and rolling in the new year. Want to hear your progress on things as well and see if we can help you in any way, shape, or form. Head over to hirertrustmarketing.com/blog if this isn't where you're listening to this. And we will have another episode for you very shortly. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye for now.